Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We had a wonderful conversation in our first hour as we were just discussing what's taking place. I want to continue to pray for the people in the police department in Anaheim, California. And notice this. Notice what happens. That when something takes place in a city or a county, who are the ones that show up? Mm. Do the mayor show up? Nope. Mm-mm. It's the police officers and it's the sheriffs, the deputy sheriffs and the sheriffs that show up. And notice that they are your line of physical defense. You need, yeah. And getting back to the Constitution and understanding the laws, realize that you need to build a relationship with your local sheriff's department. You need to build a relationship with your police department. That what's going to happen as we're progressing in what's taking place in America is they always have, but they're going to need your help more than ever because there's not going to be enough of them to go around.
That's right.
And understand this, that, you know, sheriffs could deputize you. The law specifically states that at any moment, remember we talked about this in the Second Amendment, that there can be a right to bear and possess arms, and there could be militia, where it's kind of an unofficial, unorganized army, if you would, that would be able to protect a city or protect a county or protect a neighborhood. And a sheriff can literally come to you and deputize you. He or she could say, you know, I need your help. Mm. And immediately, as soon as they do that, the law recognizes, first of all, you as an American citizen, you got a constitutional right to do that. Secondly, that they, I mean, you can verify this with your constitutional laws for your state and your city and make sure, you know, in regards to that, or you can just talk to your sheriff. But understand this, then if things start cranking up like they're cranking up and they're going to crank up, you know, that they're going to need you. And you're going to need leaders. You're going to need leaders who understand that, you know, that it's us together. It's America together, standing together for our mothers, our fathers, our children, you know, and all the situation. And so they're going to need us. And one thing they're going to need us to do is to stand up for them when they stand up for us.
Yeah.
Don't jump on the bandwagon of, you know, immediately trying to second guess an officer's decision and understanding that you weren't there.
That's right.
You know, you just weren't there. And it's totally different because I've spent some time in law enforcement. You know, I was on the streets and it's different when the gun's pointing at you. You know, it's different when they're threatening your life, you know, and mm-hmm. you have a wife and you have a family and, you know, you have a right to live. And nobody says that you should go home that night with a broken nose mm-hmm. just because you decided to help the community and take that particular occupation. And it's just hard to be there, you know, in the context, you know, of unless you're there. So mm-hmm. it's better to wait and understand if we talk about the Constitution, original intent, we're going to talk more about it in the future, is that we all have a right to be tried by a jury of our peers. So several citizens will come in and look at the situation and they will make a recommendation whether a crime has been committed or not or probable cause, and then it will progress from there. We should honor our peers, a jury of our peers. That the whole, you're not guilty because you go, somebody's, you know, going to court. You're actually finding out, you know, that justice would be served.
That's
justice
right.
sometimes can mean that, you know, innocent men are going free and guilty men are going to jail. And so that's what it's for. And so we don't want to jump on the bandwagon because the enemy would begin to try to divide us from each other and all of a sudden start to accuse the very ones that are standing up for us. And we just need to wait things out and be able to stand there. For example, you know, just in our city, we just had an officer that was working in a particular area that he got shot in the gut, you know, in his chest area, his abdominal area, and the bulletproof vest stopped it. But that's sort of like saying, you know, I got hit with a bat, but I'm okay.
Right.
You know, it's not, everybody goes, oh, it just bounces off like a cartoon. No, it doesn't. Wow. It's like getting hit with, you know, bat. Actually getting hit with a 2x4, probably being thrown by mm-hmm. his major. But I know that because I've been shot, mm-hmm. you know. Been in ministry a long time.
Yeah.
No. And so but it's so important to understand that that this is a dangerous line of work. He's doing well, I understand, and we just need a community and leaders who stand with those officers and understand that it's going to be some rough times. It's going to be some rough times. You want praying men and praying women. You want abiding men and abiding women. Go to iabide.org. Find out what abiding is. Do it yourself. And then ask the question to your leaders, do you abide?
That's right.
Because a lot of people pray, but they don't wait for the answer.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going to a kid going to their father and say, can I borrow the keys? I borrow the car, and just grabs the keys and walks out the front door. It's like, did you even wait for your dad's answer?
Right.
You know, it would have been probably maybe, no, or right. Where are you going, or what do you want to do with it?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.